if we talk about business and health, we need to improve the follow-up with our client. We need to be there with them when they leave. And Dr. Google is not always the best one to go.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. That could put you down a really bad rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know. And often people are going there and they try to have advice, but they don't know if it's right, if it's wrong, if it's for them, if that's for them, you know. But with the online program, we can give them advice for them. You know, we know that our program are made by professional or nutritionist or sleeping expert to be sure that they will have the right program for them to help them when they leave the session.
You're listening to Cold Press Conversations with Dr. Jewel White Williams, a lover of numbers, lists, and a good glass of cold press juice, who is sharing episodes each week to help you explore the back end of healthcare and health sciences, where a lot of that grit is done. We'll dive into topics covering research, education, and clinical practices, as well as guest shows with other leaders in the field. Pull up a seat and let's dive into these amazing and game-changing conversations.
Hello and welcome to Cold Press Conversations. I am Dr. Jewel White Williams. I have a doctorate in health sciences, and this is an opportunity for me to amplify the voices of medical and health science professionals. Today, I have with me Dr. Sylvain Mancuso. He is a healthcare visionary and entrepreneur. Began his impactful journey in physiotherapy after graduating from a prestigious institution in Paris in 2001. His early career, rich with diverse patient interactions, fueled his passion for addressing complex health issues, particularly in pediatric neurological development. Sylvain's quest for a more holistic approach led him to advanced studies in manual therapy and osteopathy, expanding his treatment scope beyond traditional methods. Recognizing the need for a patient-centric healthcare model, Sylvain pursued an ambitious part-time program in France, balancing clinical practice with education. This experience deepened his understanding of the human body's interconnected systems and propelled him toward a holistic healthcare perspective. In 2011, Sylvain moved to Moncton with his family, quickly establishing himself as a leading figure in the healthcare community. His innovative mindset and commitment to improving healthcare evaluation and adaptation processes have set him apart as a pioneer in the field. Since 2020, Sylvain has further revolutionized healthcare by developing an online platform that enhances clinic outcomes and patient care. This platform offers advanced tools for patient management, treatment customization, and outcome tracking, ensuring comprehensive care is accessible remotely. Sylvain's dedication to leveraging technology in healthcare marks a significant advancement in his mission to transform healthcare delivery. So I just want to know, what exactly just fuels you, all right, with your journey to be committed to just, you have so many ways of integrating your disciplines into your practice. I mean, what fuels you? What makes you who you are?
I think I like the why. You know, the real name of my school in France was Etiopathy. And Etios in Greek is the reason, you know, the origin of the things. And Pathy is the illness. And in my life, all the time, I was always asking why, you know, why this, why that, you know, because I want to know, you know, for me, there is not something just appearing like that. You know, there is a reason why these things is coming, you know, or what this thing is happening. And when I begin to work as a physiotherapist, I was focusing on the symptom. And because it's often how physiotherapists are schooled, you know, we are back pain, we are looking at the back, you know. And one of my first patients had a sciatica pain, and I was stuck, can't have result with her. And I sent the patient to my colleague, who was a physiotherapist and an osteopath. And when she saw the patient only two times and the pain was gone, and I said, okay, what did I miss? And she said, oh, this patient had a bad ankle injury 2 years ago. And the pain of her back was just because her back was trying to compensate her ankle. Then at the end, she worked on the foot, realigned the knee, the hip, and the sciatica was gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, and after years of learning physiotherapy, I said, okay, I missed something. And say, no worry. You didn't miss anything. You just too much symptomatic. And the modern medicine is often too much symptomatic. You know, you go to the physician with a headache, he's going to give you a pills for your headache. But does he ask at any time why the headache is there, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I see the limitation of my schooling as a physiotherapist, I jump in the osteopathy school for 5 years. I did a few things before, you know, like neuropediatry and manual therapy. But again, just cracking bones was not enough. You know, there is so much more things than just joint. And I did my manual therapy for 2 years, but I was feeling there was something else behind that. And I jumped in osteopathy school and I moved in Canada because I come from Paris. And when I began to work as an osteopath, work, you know, was a fun work, you know, but in my personal life, I had some challenges. Then I was taking care of me with trying to eat correctly, exercise, but my mindset was maybe something, you know, limiting belief and old pattern that you can keep, you know, and I begin to work on me and more after COVID, you know, because COVID was a big kick in the ass for our type of work, you know, because my clinic was shut down for 3 months and it was really hard to catch back from that. And my mindset was one of my limiting beliefs and all that, you know, what you can do or what people say you can do or what your parents say, what is right, what is wrong, you know, and it's giving you limiting belief. And I work a lot on my limiting belief. I'm a single dad with 2 kids full time. You know, my ex-wife left and she's in France and I have my kids full time. And I say, okay, I really need to work on me and be a better man and a better father and work a lot on my mindset, improve my way of thinking, you know, break some limiting belief. And I saw the efficiency on me and I said, okay, why I will not do the same with my client? And I begin to implement some coaching, learn how to change their everyday habits, you know, change their limiting belief, talking about human needs, you know, really try to help them use the mindset to help them on the chronic pain side, you know. Wow. And I saw the result on my patient, you know, I was a good therapist, but adding the mindset was huge, you know. And because I work with a hockey team since almost 12 years on a program to reduce concussion, I was more aware about nutrition, you know. And slowly I said, okay, how can I implement nutrition to my patient? But I'm not a nutritionist, but, you know, just give them some advice about what to eat to reduce the inflammation. Because what you eat can increase the inflammation or not. And our clinic is around chronic pain, back pain, neck pain, all these type of things. And if you eat sugar, dairy product, and processed food, the inflammation level is going up, you know, and you can't really recover. We can do everything we want in the session. And slowly, I begin to say, okay, now the clinic, how we work on the physical side. We have chiropractor, massage therapist, and osteopath. But on the post-session side, we have nutrition advice and mindset coaching because for me, is the triad between the physical, the mindset, and the nutrition who's really going to make a difference for people.
When I was going for my doctorate in health science, I have the clinician side that I studied, and I also have the health education side, which was for higher education for university. And one of the things that I appreciated was the integrative medicine that we had to learn and the functional medicine side. I learned so much. I didn't take the nutrition courses, which that could have been my third concentration, but I wanted to see how it worked with our bodies. And we learned so much because one of the things that a lot of people don't realize is the neuropathic physician, the doctor who does neuropathic focuses on the same things that the MD will talk about, but they find the infusion of what you're talking about, Dr. Mancuso. That's the reason why I wanted to kind of get you on here, because you're taking medicine, the health science part, the meeting the needs of the patient, not just by, like you stated, treating the symptom. You want to know the root. And I love that. Yeah.
And if you work on the root, you can really give a long-term relief. Because if you just put a bandage, the wound is still there, you know, and it will appear again. But if you really work on the root cause, it can make a huge difference. And when you combine the mindset, nutrition, and the exercise, you know, I'm a big believer in posture, how to improve your posture. And the posture is going to improve your mood. You know, there is a study about how the power pose is increasing your testosterone level and reducing your stress and all that. And now with the epigenetics, we know that what we think, what we eat, and what we do is going to change the type of protein our system is going to code. And from combining all that and going to the root cause of the issue, for me, it's the best way to help people.
I got to repeat what you said. I went to a virtual conference yesterday, okay? And the person was discussing the mindset, exactly what you're talking about. But you stated the three things that are necessary for a healthy way of living: what you think, what you eat, and what you do. Yeah. Love it. Love it. I get the feeling that it was a really personal journey that led you to where you are today. Extremely personal. Where you stated you want to do this for yourself, and which in turn helps your children, because you're a single dad right now. I mean, you're in Canada and their mom is in Paris. And so you want to give them the whole you. And I love that, because that's truly what you're doing. You're teaching your kids.
And it's leading by example, you know. It's show to the kids that hard work is hard. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, sometimes when I'm driving between rink and rugby practice and doing some grocery at the same time, I was thinking, what the hell I'm doing, you know. But I'm really lucky, because the relationship I have with my kids is something that couldn't. Because the beginning of the issue was I divorced and my ex-wife left the country and kidnapped my kids.
Oh, wow.
And I fight back for them, you know, and I bring them back after 6 months, you know, between Canada and France. It's pretty fast compared to other countries and can be really challenging. Uh-huh. And when the kids came back, you know, taking care of kids by yourself, mm-hmm. with no help, no family around. I have friends, you know, but no support. I was not really ready. And I don't say I give up, but I give my responsibility to the girlfriend I was with at this moment, you know. And after a year, I had my kids. I went to Peru for working in an orphanage for a week, you know, and my room was in an old church with no internet, no television, nothing, you know, just, you know, me with me. Solace. In the evening. Right. And no perturbation about things, you know, you are just you there. And during the day, I was taking care of kids, you know, and kids from, I think the youngest one had 2 days old. He was just abandoned close to the orphanage, you know, and the oldest one was 16. And I remember I had one of the kids in my hand. And I said, okay, what's the point? You know, you travel 5,000 K to come to take care of these kids, but you are still not the right father for your kids.
Wow.
You know, and when I came back from Peru, I was with my girlfriend saying, it's done. I taking back my place as a father, and I split with my girlfriend and focus on my kids, you know, and be the father. But it's a long run. You know, you think you are there, but you go down, you know, and sometimes you don't know why you go down. And when I begin to understand that my mindset and my limiting belief was the things was bringing me down each time, I said, okay, let's work on that. And I remember all the tools I learned when we have conflict in the family. No, it's never completely beautiful word. You know, there is, they have 18 and 16 years old. My daughter is 16. My son is 18. There is conflict. Wow. You know, it's part of the game, you know. Mm-hmm. But we have tools together to understand each other. You know, when my daughter is acting a certain way, or when she has conflict with her friends, She's okay, what's the human need she's trying to feed? You know, why? Why she's doing that? You know, she's doing that for a reason. And communication is two way. It's for love or crying for help. And I say, when you see someone, try to see if he's talking to you with a love language or he's talking to you because he's in pain or he's suffering, you know, and try to understand that. And all these tools that I use for me with my kids, I bring that to my client too, because I don't know if you know Dr. Hammer, a new German medicine. He was a physician in the 1970s and he had a testicle cancer in Germany. And he went to a specific center and he met a lot of guy with testicle cancer. And he saw that all the guy he's meeting had psychological shock, you know. For him, he lost his son and he had a testicle cancer. And he went back, he fight back the cancer, went back to work and take a bunch of 10,000 files and look about which type of psychological shock is going, which type of illness. And he wrote a book about that. And it's, the name is, in French is Biologie Totale, but here in Canada, they call that the new German medicine. And when he say that the brain is creating a illness in the 1970s, everyone said, oh, this guy is completely crazy. But now with the new discovery about epigenetics, we understood that it's true. What you think is going to give you health or death, you know? It's exactly that, you know? And when you can help your kids to have the right tools young, there is no limitation. You know, they can do everything they want because they can catch what's going on and be able to avoid some illness because they think the right way, they eat the right way, and they exercise correctly is the best gift you can give to your kids.
It's the honest truth. It's the honest truth. There was another piece that I saw that was quite interesting. You stated in 2020, you further revolutionize healthcare by developing an online platform that enhances clinic outcomes and patient care. The platform offers advanced tools for patient management, treatment customization, and outcome tracking, ensuring comprehensive care is accessible remotely. Can you just define that for us? Because that sounds really huge. And this is during the time of the pandemic, too.
I had a lot of free time. I need to keep
it busy. When I was reading, I was like, hold on. He's gone deep. I mean, this platform is extremely advanced.
My biggest struggle when I'm with a patient is what's happening after. You know, how can I help the patient without being with him, you know? And when I'm talking, sometimes I'm talking fast and I'm saying a lot of things. And we know that when a patient is leaving, it's just keeping 30% of what you said. And when I give advice about sleeping, about nutrition, about exercise, about posture, about stress management and all that, they can't really take it, you know? It's too much for them. Then we decided to implement an online program that people can have access when they leave the session. And we give the program depending on what they need. You know, it's not a one for all. If they need some stress management program, if they need some nutrition advice, if they need some sleeping, but sleeping, stress, and nutrition is often for everyone, you know? And if they need some coaching, understand a little bit more about mindset and all that, we give that under the platform. At the beginning, I wanted to create my own platform, but I'm not a tech guy. And my challenges was I was spending too much time and money on the developing of the platform, and I decided to leverage another platform. And now what we do is IntegraHealth.io, we help clinics to implement online program for their clients.
Really?
Because, because for us, if we talk about business and health, we need to improve the follow-up with our client. We need to be there with them when they leave. And Dr. Google is not always the best one to go.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. That could put you down a really bad rabbit hole.
Yeah, I know. And often people are going there and they try to have advice, but they don't know if it's right, if it's wrong, if it's for them, if that's for them, you know. But with the online program, we can give them advice for them. You know, we know that our program are made by professional or nutritionist or sleeping expert to be sure that they will have the right program for them to help them when they leave the session. At the same time, it's helping clinics to be more present with their client, but at the same time, it's helping them to be able to sell online program to increase their cash flow. Because, you know, as a clinician, we can grow, but sometimes the cash flow is not going up because there is more tax, more insurance, more fixed cost, you know. And we try to push professionals, okay, you have a bunch of knowledge, and we help them to create sometimes their own course to help their client. And we have the platform to help them. We can take their website, put their website on the platform, and have the online component for them. Then they can help their client, but at the same time, they can maybe reach people that can't drive to them. You know, I'm in New Brunswick, Canada. Sometimes people have 2 or 3 hours drive to come to see me. And I say, you know, you are going to drive 2 or 3 hours to come to see me, do the session and leave and drive again 3 hours. You know, all the benefits of the session is going to be lost. You know, let's try to do some online program and help you at distance to help them, you know, because people sometimes can want to go to see me and, you know, they can. But sometimes I can just see them one time and bring them all the program online, say, let's follow that and come back to see me in 3 months or 2 months, you know, and depending how you feel. And it's why I push this platform to help a better follow-up for clients, but at the same time pushing clinics to have a bigger reach out, you know, be able to reach people outside of the geographical reach, because my goal is to help the more people I can.
I love this. I think one of the things that have changed, because medicine has grown significantly. I just finished reading the Manifesto Checklist. It talks about a heck of a lot in there. I love the way that it's written by that physician. But you've actually had like a checklist in the sense where you noticed that there was a piece in medicine that you wanted to deliver to make sure that your patients knew that you cared. That's the empathy part.
Yeah.
That's the empathy right there. Patients, that's what they want. That's what anybody wants. We want to be recognized that, hey, we had this issue. Aren't you going to check up on me? And you're doing that. That follow-up, I think, is huge. It's a game changer. And for you to reach out to other businesses to do that, I mean, you need to commend it for that. I love this. I love it. I really do.
Thank you.
I really do. Have you gotten good feedback from your clients in regards to this?
Yeah, they really like that because, as I said, sometimes I speak too fast and I'm French speaking and sometimes my English is not the best one. Then sometimes they don't catch me completely, you know, and say, okay, look at the program. You know, it will be fine. Just look at the program. And they look at the program and sometimes they come back with questions. Say, I understand that, but what can I improve on this or this, you know? And in the clinic, we have a text communication 24/7. Then if they need, they can reach out to us by text. And we always have one of the therapists ready to answer. We have someone taking care of it, but let's be honest, I'm often on it. I like, you know, when I have patient coming in, you know, in the weekend, I receive that on my phone. I'm not going to wait Monday to answer. I give him an answer. It's okay. No worry. Just do these or things. Because when you are in pain, you can't be alone. You know, you need to have someone and you can, you know, here in New Brunswick, to have a family physician, you can wait 2-3 years, you know, to have someone for you. And sometimes you need to wait 4 to 5 weeks to have an appointment. And it doesn't make sense. If it's an emergency, there is the hospital for that. But how we can stay closer to our patient? Because they need that. They need to be able to communicate with someone they trust with enough knowledge. And if you look at the big picture, we have people like in Pakistan or India or other country with a bunch of knowledge, they could help too, you know, because they have this knowledge to help people, you know, and we need to be able to help our client and leverage the technology we have today. You know, at the moment, it's only us in the clinic taking care of that, but I will see something that you can trust a physiotherapist in India taking care of that because they have the same level of the key physiotherapist in Canada, you know, they have the same level of schooling. Then at the end, we need to be able to help people faster. We can't let them in pain. And it's why we have this texting system in the clinic. Then people can text us the faster. And it's in the platform too. We implement that in the platform. Then if the business wants to use the texting system, you can have access to the texting system.
I like that. I really do like that. You have brought up such good things. You know, the purpose of Cold Press Conversations is to allow you to amplify your voice as either instructor or a researcher or as a clinical practitioner. And you are encompassing all of them as you are moving forward, which I really, really appreciate. One of the things that stands out is that you're educating your clients about the best practices for them. You're focusing on not just the pain, but you're focusing on the whole body, which is amazing. And then your communication and your empathy for your patient is commendable. I love it. I love it. So I have a question. Are there any ongoing research efforts right now exploring this synergy between the osteopathy or mindset coaching that you're doing so that you can address these challenges? Is there any research that you know that's actually happening right now?
No, I don't. You know, it's really rare to have research combining different type of approach. You know, often they are going to look at how osteopathy is taking care of back pain. But if you look at research, then mindset can help back pain. You know, more you see than approach on some mental illness can help, or mental health approach can help people with back pain. Osteopathy can help back pain. Massage therapy, it's, and at the end, what I say, okay, why we don't combine everything, you know, because when I begin the program to prevent concussion with the Moncton Wildcats, it's a junior league here in Canada, I saw study about how to prevent concussion working on posture, how to prevent concussion about improving vision, and how some pre-existing condition can increase the risk of concussion. And when I had all that together, I went to the team. I know the athletic therapist of the team, and I said, okay, can we try something? And at the beginning, he said, no, concussion is part of the game. You know, we can't avoid. And I say, you know what? The study showed that the threshold for a concussion is not 1 point. It's from 80 to 120 G. It's why the guy at 100 G is not going to do a concussion, but the other one at 80 G is going to do a concussion. You explain. And he said, what do you think? I said, I think it's come from the health of the patient or the player before the impact. And it's okay, let's try. And at the beginning, I really tried to work only on the osteopathy side, you know, the physical side of the things, you know, to improve. And they went from 14 concussions during the year to only 4 the next year. And at the end of the year, at the end of the year, he came back to see me and say, can you do your stuff again? Because it was pretty good. You don't have too much concussion. I say, okay, but this time we are going to implement other things, you know, and we implement some proprioception exercise for the neck because we don't need to have a strong muscle, but we need to have a smart muscle that is going to be fast to react. And we implement that. And slowly the next year, I say, maybe it will be good to do some vision training, you know, to improve their peripheral vision, because often to avoid a concussion, you can brace yourself or you can avoid the impact. But the only way to do that is to see the things coming. If you don't see the player coming, it's a blind hit and you can't see it. But if you are more aware about your peripheral vision, you can see the guy, you can avoid the impact or just brace to avoid it. And I said, okay, let's try that. And slowly we improve that. And now we are the hockey team with the less concussion in the league. because we do preventive work with our clients. But in the same way, I took a study about vision, I took a study about pre-existing condition, I took a study about posture, and I blend that together to have the result we have with the team now.
I love it.
Thank you.
This is the purpose of research, to have the studies out there, to have people participate in studies, or even if it is a systematic review, it's kind of like you did your own systematic review or scope and review, looking at everything and bringing it all in and using it into the practice. That's really good.
And I did the same for the clinic. You know, we know that nutrition and anti-inflammatory diet have result to reduce the inflammation in the system. Then, okay, let's bring that. How the mindset and changing the way you see pain, for example, how we can bring that in the clinic, and how the osteopathy is helping with back pain, and how the massage therapy and how the chiro is working together, then at the end, we have a complete package to attack the problem in different way. Then if the physical way is not exactly the right one, maybe just try the mindset. Or maybe the mindset is not the right one, try the nutrition, but do that together at the same time. We have really good results in the clinic because we try to combine everything, but there is no study who combine everything. It's always study one for that, study for that, study for that. But maybe it will be the next step.
See, I think the way you're doing things, you're going to make a lot of people step up to the plate. I think that's what's going to happen.
I would love that. So. You know, I think more physician or doctor leaving the normal practice and be aware more as you do with the functional medicine and the integrative medicine will make a huge difference. Because at the same time, when you are a solo practitioner and you are the key player, it's a one-man show and it's a lot of pressure on you. You have this pressure to succeed and you have this pressure to help the patient. And often when you miss your things, you can be frustrated or disappointed and say, okay, I missed something or not enough good. And it can play on your mind, you know? But when you have this team approach, you can rely on other people around you. Then you can say, okay, maybe I'm not exactly the right one, but this one is going to help us, you know? And for us, for example, for the clinic, we do a free evaluation at the beginning. People come in with what they have. We say, okay, with what you have, I think we can combine this and this and this and this. Do you want to do that? And doing this approach make a huge difference for the client because we work as a team, and as a team, no one on the team has all the pressure on his back. He has people already in, ready to help the patient. And that makes a huge difference for the patient, but for the therapist too, because he's not alone in the race to help the patient. He has a team behind him. And we do that at the beginning of the treatment. To be sure that nobody is going to be feeling stuck and doesn't know what to do with the patient. We have a team approach at the beginning to be sure that we have the best outcome for the patient.
This is incredible. I really thank you for this.
When I was working only as an osteopath, I was seeing my patient every 3 weeks, something like that. And what's happening between the 3 weeks, you know? And there is so many things that could happen, you know? And just have the ability to text us back if anything happened, if they want to come to see us earlier or if they have any question or anything like that, make a huge difference. And people love that. They really like the fact that we text back after the session, you know, to really see if they are feeling well and if we can help more and doing this type of approach.
Oh, that's awesome. I do have a question I ask. It's called Cold Press Conversations. So we believe in the health of who we are. And I'm sure you're familiar with cold pressing fruits and vegetables. If you were in a store or you had your own juicer, what would you make as a cold press juice for yourself? Because it gives a little hint about your personality.
Me, I have the habit to, what's the name in English? Celery. Celery juice with lemon and apple.
Ooh.
Is the type of
I like that.
I like that to do that in the morning, first thing in the morning. It's like
so you do cold press.
Yeah. With celery juice, apple, and lemon often.
What do you do for fun? Because it's good to just have that one form of release of just sort of stepping away, even if it's not every day. You just step away. What is that one thing that you like to do?
I like to go to the gym. You know, it's often a learning time for me because I'm listening a lot of audiobooks. And it's the time I combine exercise and learning, because when you combine the both, the learning is more efficient. And well, I have a dog, you know, I like to walk with the dog, and I like adrenaline shot sometimes, and I like motorbike and, you know, this type of crush rocket, you know, that I like to drive.
Oh.
And I'm reading a lot, you know, spending time with the kids. The winter, I'm in the rink, I don't know, 3-4 times a week, you know. And
are you really?
Yeah, because my son is playing hockey and he had a bunch of games this year and practice and all that. But I like that.
Thank you so much for the information that you've provided. It's a wealth of information. I am excited for people to literally hear all of the good information that you've given. And I think it's going to be a game changer for other people who have any form of health business to show that the follow-up is good. The follow-up is good. When you talked about think, eat, and do, talking about the mindset, you had so many amazing points, pivotal points that I think makes a whole person to become a better person. It's going to allow a lot of us to reflect, making sure that we're really and truly caring for ourselves first. So I really thank you so much.
Really thank you to invite me. I think we need to have more therapists, professional physician ready to spread the word, you know, and bring some more information to people. And doing a podcast like that, taking the time to do it, it's huge. And I think I can thank you for that.
Oh, no problem. Trust me. It's going to be everywhere I can put it, because I think people need to hear it. Definitely. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you so much for just joining me. I appreciate it. You take care. And I'm going to be in touch.
Have a good day.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Cold Press Conversations. If you love this episode as much as I did, I need you to head on over and subscribe so you never miss an episode. This is Dr. Jewel signing off. To health and cognitive happiness.